Welcome to the Sportscast, February 7th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcast. You could also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, you could go to our website, thesportscast.net, or you could download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. What a weekend. A lot of hires in the NFL. The Pro Bowl was fantastic, but tackle-less. Senior Bowl happened, and Mike McDaniel is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Pretty excited. Join us all the way from upstate New York during his lunch break. Ryan, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Santiago, happy Super Bowl week to everybody out there. Like you said, a lot of news and notes going on leading up to the big game Sunday night.
Super Bowl Sunday, pretty classical, where everyone watches the game. People that don't watch the NFL season watch the game, not just for the pizza, but for the
win. Ryan, can you hear me? Okay. Ryan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. My computer froze for a bit. It came back. The Mac attack is back. So, yeah, a lot going on. I was talking to my FedEx guy this morning, and he got me pumped up. He thinks the Rams are going to win because they're playing at home, but we won't get into predictions. But Ryan, before we head into the stories, what are the players thinking of these teams? I mean, from these teams, are they going to arrive this week? The Bengals are arriving because LA is already there, but what is the situation? Of course, there is media week. Ryan Krista, did you disappear?
Santiago, you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, here, so yeah. What is the build-up for the Super Bowl? What are the players looking at heading to the big game?
Yeah, so you know, the next couple of days they'll have some media availability. Big media day here coming up. But last week was all about, getting, your ducks in a row. You got a lot of ticket requests. You got to get your family's hotels in line, all that sideshow stuff, important stuff, but, not game related. But, once you get to LA, it's all game related stuff. Santiago, your mind's got to switch, you're not into all the hoopla, you're focused on playing a football game, all that other stuff you take care of last week, right now, you got to change your mentality, you've worked so hard, you don't want to get sidetracked in it, until all these songs if you're not training, Radio Row, which, if you ever listen to Sports Talk Radio this week, you either love it or hate it, because all you hear is, athletes coming on promoting, different, products they endorse and all that. But that's for players not participating. There's a lot, for the Rams and Bengals, like I said, Rams, it's easier because you're going to probably, probably stay in your own house until, middle of the week. Then you probably move into a hotel, do all that. But, it's all about, staying focused for Sunday night.
Staying focused and staying healthy, getting ready for the big game. Let's go to the main story. Lovie Smith, Texans' new head coach, is reported. The deal hasn't been struck, but it's going to happen. It's in motion. Lovie Smith, as you guys might know, he used to coach for the Chicago Bears, also the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well, and also Illinois college football recently. But this past season, he was the defensive coordinator for the Texans. Ryan, what are your thoughts over this new hire?
I think the Texans really threw us for a loop here. I think they really thought it was coming down to Brian Flores and, Josh McDown. It's kind of the candidates, and now all of a sudden I feel like something changed in the organization and they kind of went the safe route. Nothing wrong with Lovie Smith, proven winner in the NFL. I don't know if it's going to, win the locker room, win the media, but yeah, it was been a kind of a safe choice. You know, really a crazy situation, you know, last year they hired David Culley, you know, who was a Ravens special teams coordinator, who had little notes. You know, he got 4 wins out of, I think, one of the worst rosters in the NFL, which I thought was success. But I literally brought him in there to be 1 year, a transition year, you know. Obviously, he had to deal with the Deshaun Watson. So hopefully, you know, they deal him this offseason and can move on from that. What they do in the quarterback position? Do they love Davis Mills? Or are they going to go and draft a, you know, high quarterback this year? But Lovie Smith team is always going to be very well coached, disciplined. Maybe not glamorous. They're not going to throw the ball around. They're not, you know, but you know, you know what you're going to get out of a Lovie Smith team.
Will this be enough for perhaps Deshaun Watson to play for the Texans? I mean, he's with the Texans, but will this, you know, be a situation where maybe we'll see Deshaun Watson play next season?
I think that ship has sailed, Santiago. I think the organization, you know, this is a, I mean, maybe I would say never, but I think there's just a lot going on in that situation. It's a lot. And I feel like they just want to move on from it. You know, get the capital they want, you know, probably draft capital, you know, so I assume they're going to trade them, you know, from now into the draft, you know, hopefully accumulate some first round picks or, you know, maybe a star player in return. Like I said, this roster is, you know, depleted in a lot of talent in a lot of different areas. So, you know, any talent acquisition they can get for Deshaun Watson, will, you know, they'll need.
Deshaun Watson, a character, a player that definitely is up in the air. We'll see what happens. Miami was interested. Now that Brian Flores is gone, the interest has gone lower. Regular season for Lovie Smith, 89-87. Postseason, 3-3. Okay record. We'll see what happens. This Texans team needs to have a bright side, of course. I do know they have Rex Burkhead. That's the only player that I can really think of for right on top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, he had some great games for the Texans last year. I think one comes to mind in the season against the Chargers where they upset them, which could be the difference between the Chargers going and making the playoffs this year. So, you know, you got Davis Mills, Tyrod Taylor play quarterback this year. Davis Mills, I think, what, a mid-round pick, you know, did some nice things, struggled at times as, you know, any rookie first-year starting quarterback. But I personally think, you know, they got to go for, you know, if you're going to get another additional first-round pick, hopefully, in a trade for Deshaun Watson, go out and get your quarterback if you want.
Get your Kenny Pickett.
We'll see. I'm great. You know, what an interesting move. I'm sure we'll talk Senior Bowl here in a little bit.
We'll get there a little bit. Yeah. Let's not jump to the shore. We'll get there. And prediction, where Malik Willis is going, all that. Anyways, let's move on to the NFL coaching hires. Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator for San Francisco, is going to Miami. A young coach, going to turn 39 next month. It's interesting. I was watching some interviews this morning about him. He's very nerdy, geeky, but very focused on the game. Yes. Had one of the top offenses in the NFL this past season. Of course, he had Deebo Samuel. Miami, going for McDaniel, young coach. Young coaches have a good track record so far, Ryan. Will this be a good selection for the Dolphins?
Yeah, you know, Santiago, it is like, you know, a Shanahan tree disciple here, Santiago. Look at who's in the Super Bowl coaching this year, Santiago. Sean McVay, you know, learned from Mike Shanahan, a.k.a. and Kyle Shanahan, and which then he tutored Zach Taylor. And now Zach, you know, so you see the success rate of this, you know, style of offense, you know. This hire was made particularly for, you know, Tua, you know, to develop him. You know, he must have sold ownership, you know, and management on the idea of keeping Tua, and he can, you know, get Tua to reach his potential. You know, who I think would be very excited about this is this, you know, looking at what Deebo Samuels did on this offense is probably Jalen Waddle, Santiago, you know. Another elite athlete like Deebo Samuels. I think what McDaniels was at the end of the season, the way he used Deebo and got him in space and, you know, let him be the athlete, you know, he was. And that he succeeded. Jimmy Garoppolo succeeded. You know, I think an all-star hire for the Dolphins, Santiago. You know, can he coach the whole team? You know, I don't know. there's definitely a difference between a coordinator and being a head coach. There's a lot more going into it, but
Ryan, you're still there? He paused a little bit, but very studious. Oh, we're reconnected. I think I'm going to – the poor connection. Okay, we're going to connect Ryan Krista via the phone. It feels like the other way around was a little bit tough. But Mike McDaniel has been hired by the Miami – okay, it's coming in.
Ryan Krista. He's connected in. He called back. Mike McDaniel, a Yale graduate with a 15 years of coaching experience. He's known for his innovative run game concepts and bright offensive mind. While he's been coaching for a decade and a half, his rise to a head coaching role has become has come quickly after a couple of roles you've had in the past, being assistant coach. He's actually Ryan, we'll do the phone instead. How about that?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Might be reliable. So McDaniel, you might have known him because he worked with the Broncos for a bit.
Yes, he did. Yeah. We're on a job for a little bit. I don't know what we heard about. I think who is really gonna benefit from this hire, looking at the success of Deebo Samuels, is Jalen Waddle, Santiago. I think he could be the next player that flourishes. You know, what McDaniels is able to do to get Deebo Samuels in space, which really helped him, and Jimmy Garoppolo, it was just very creative in a way. Like you said, he's kind of nerdy and not really, he doesn't have much playing experience on the football field, I don't think, Santiago, but he's got a great offensive mind.
Great offensive mind. Graduated from Yale University. Very proficient with the violin.
You remember the first time I saw him, I was like, this guy does not look like a football coach. But like I said, I think what he did this year with the 49ers is, he's a reason why they really took off towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and, what Miami brought him in, I guess they told him, hey, we're keeping Tua. You got to work with him. What does he need to do to get Tua comfortable in the pocket?
I think, what he does great is he gets quarterbacks comfortable. Jimmy Garoppolo, when you got Jimmy Garoppolo making easy throws, completions to Deebo or Kittle, you can be successful, and then you can go and take those big plays. I think Tua, that's what he needs. I think a lot of times in Miami, they're looking for that big play, with – get success. Get your skilled players in open space. Let them be the play. Let them make the plays. Don't have to throw it, down the field all the time. Let a Jalen Waddle catch the ball in a quick screen and let him make defenders miss. I think that's what you're going to see too, where he really just built some confidence.
He's also agreed with Miami Dolphins that he will keep most of the defensive staff. Now, I've been hearing Vic Fangio will be a good defensive coordinator for Miami. Would you agree? Of course, he was a great great coach in over there with the Broncos, but the team was too defensive. The offense didn't move too much. Would Vic Fangio be a good hire for Miami?
Yeah, one of the best defensive minds in football, Santiago, for many years. Like I said, I was trying to say, I don't know what we talked about earlier. There's a difference between coordinator and being a head coach. There's a lot more game decisions that during a game that a head coach has to make, that coordinator is not really worried about. And it's going to be interesting to see what McDaniels will do in that regard. But as a coordinator, Vic Fangio, Denver's defense always was in the right spot. They had injuries, it doesn't matter. They played hard. They very rarely got gashed, even against even though they didn't never really beat Patrick Mahomes, they never really got destroyed by Patrick Mahomes. I think he had great success in Chicago. So to me, it would be a no-brainer if they're able to get Vic Fangio with some of the players they have in Miami.
Also rumored to go to the Giants. Sticking with Denver, which we did not have time to talk to the past couple weeks, Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett from Green Bay Packers. Your thoughts, and will this pivot to an Aaron Rodgers incoming.
I think that's why you hired a guy, right? If it wasn't for that, I think, you know, you're not hiring a guy like Dan Quinn, who is, you know, proven head coaching experience and success. You must believe that, you know, I think there has been this conversation that, you know, if Hackett comes in, that, yeah, he's got an inside track Aaron Rodgers. I think that last year you saw that there's mutual interest between the two. So I think all signs lead to that, and not just Aaron Rodgers, but Devontae Adams coming over too. I think it's a package deal.
Package deal, of course. Ryan's happy with the hire, something to look at. Of course, they got offensive weapons like Sutton. And, what's his name? The D word from Alabama.
Jerry Jeudy.
Jay, my bad. So something to look at that. Let's run down to the hires. Ryan has not talked about, but of course he has a lot of content with it. Doug Peterson to the Jaguars, hired this past week. Your thoughts? Of course, Peterson won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. But then after that kind of went downhill. Will this be a facelift for the Jaguars?
I think this is a good hire. You know, he developed Carson Wentz, you know, had some of his best success with Doug Peterson being, you know, the play caller and head coach. You know, what happened in Philadelphia, it was a quick fall, you know. Win a Super Bowl and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 years later, I don't know if he's just a hard guy to deal with in the front office. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I think this is a good hire for Trevor Lawrence and his development. I mean, it looks like all signs are pointing to Byron Leftwich would be the coach, Santiago, but he has some issue with Trent Baalke, the GM right now. Doesn't really like him. Says it's him or me or him, and I think they chose Trent Baalke. Believe in his player development strategy. So, you know, I think they got the – and I think, to me, the most safest head coaching, because you know what you get out of Doug Peterson as a coach, what he can do. And he's just, I mean, no other free agent head coach is out there with a Super Bowl championship, Santiago. So there you go. I like that. I definitely give that an A- head coaching hire.
Yes, that's correct. Peterson does have some leverage, has a good resume. Let's go to the Vikings. They hire Kevin O'Connell, offensive coordinator from the Rams. Good or bad hire?
Kind of a unproven hire, I guess. You know, another, like you're talking about, you know, how many people are coming out of this Shanahan McVay coaching tree, Santiago? You know, is this going to be the next Zach Taylor out there? You know, I think there's this, believe in the NFL, I feel like they believe Sean McVay's got this magic juice, you know, be able to, you know, create offense out of anywhere, you know, and I think, you know, he's got some secrets, and I think that's why everybody wants to hire, you know, assistants from him, you know, see what this person has learned, you know, and I think what Zach Taylor has learned from Sean McVay is able to get Joe Burrow to reach his potential at such an early age in the NFL, you know. Vikings, you know, you got really a unique situation.
They got some talent there, right?
They got a lot, you know. Kirk Cousins is, you know, an average to below or above, you know. I think he's just average, you know. Kind of, you know what you get. You know, he's going to put up some good numbers, but also going to make some head-scratching throws, a.k.a. watch the Pro Bowl yesterday.
How about good ball manager?
I think that's what he thought. You know, I think that's what people thought when they were getting him. But, you know, at times, you throw, he can air out the ball. You know, you got Dalvin Cook, you got Jordan Jefferson, Adam Thielen. You got weapons, you know. They got some issues on defense, Andy. They went from having a really great veteran defense, you know, they let some of those veterans get old, and, you know, they're in a tough spot, I think. But we'll see what goes on, you know, what they do. Brought in a new GM there who's really well thought of, you know. And this time, Santiago, last week, I thought it was a shoe-in that Jim Harbaugh would be the coach of the Vikings, but something
decided
went wrong
to stay in Michigan.
Santiago.
Didn't get the good vibe from the Vikings.
I don't think you got offered the job, Santiago. I don't think you leave on National Signing Day, interview literally all day. You know, he would accept the job because I think all signs for you wouldn't do that interview that day and one of the most important days as a college coach. You know, so to me, the interview didn't go well. Wasn't offered a job. and goes back to Michigan, you know, and then they got some real issues now, so.
But they were ecstatic that he decided to stay. That's what Michigan said.
Yeah, they're ecstatic, but then there go the guy who thought he was going to become the head coach, now his offensive coordinator, assistant coach of the year, goes off to Miami. So now he's got to fill in both coordinator jobs right now.
Yeah, Josh Gattis going to Miami Hurricanes. Let's stick with the NFL. Matt Eberflus from Indianapolis, defensive coordinator, is now going to Chicago Bears, joining Ryan Poles. Good hire or bad hire?
I thought it, you know, I think, you know, if you watch Indianapolis, I think, you know, they're definitely a hard-nosed football team. You know, I liked what I saw them, and from their defensive side, each, you know, they had some issues offensively, identity issues, but defensively, I think, you know, you get what you get from them. Kind of, you know, a Vic Fangio kind of disciple there. So, but is that what the Bears needed? I don't know. You got a young quarterback, you know, so we'll see. I don't really love the hire in the sense that I thought they were going to go offensive-minded, but we'll see what the, you know, GM goes forward, you know, putting a team together, staff together.
We'll see if the Justin Fields era comes to a better start. Let's go to Josh McDaniels joining the Raiders, given another shot as a head of coaching. Will this break the Belichick coaching tree curse, Ryan Krista, in Las Vegas?
I didn't really see this coming, you know. I really personally thought, I don't know why they offered to the guy, you know, who is the intern coach. I don't know what more you wanted from that
guy.
He
was good towards the end, you know, yeah. Really,
yeah, I mean, think about it, Santiago. You had not only the John Gruden saga going on, but you had the Henry Ruggs saga, you know, a lot of turmoil. He kept that team on track, got into playoffs, you know, went head-to-head, toe-to-toe with the team that's going to the Super Bowl. I mean, whatever, you know, I mean, because I don't think you're hiring a guy, you know, the superstar coach. You're kind of getting, you know what you're going to get from Josh McDaniels. Probably learn more of the Patriot, bring more of the Patriot way to Oakland. But I don't know. I think they had a good thing going on with Rich Buscemi. I hope that guy gets a head coaching job someday. You know, I think he definitely proved what he can do.
Definitely a situation in Las Vegas. And, of course, we'll see what happens with McDaniels. I think he's been knocking on the door. Hopefully he doesn't pull what he did with the Colts. It was higher, then he went back to New England. But I don't think this is the case.
No, I think, you know, he's been there a week now, so I feel like he's going to be there. like you said, you got weapons. You got Derek Carr. You know, you've got Waller, Jacobs running back. So you got, you know, and
hey,
defense,
they beat the Chargers.
Crosby. Yeah. You know, you got a lot of, like, you're Sandy, you're always looking for that team to appeal the Chiefs from the AFC West every year. You're asking me, you know, is this the Chiefs still the team? And I, as of right now, yes, they are, Santiago. But I feel like you got three teams that are really knocking on the door, especially the Broncos get Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and definitely, I really thought the Chiefs felt a lot of pressure in the AFC West. A lot of these game Chargers beating them in Kansas City. So I think there might be a little bit of like a tightening in the AFC West, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the Chargers, I mean, goodness, that team has so much talent. Justin Herbert's a fantastic quarterback. Yes, Tyler, he is a fantastic quarterback. I agree.
I said future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got all the tools. He's a great guy. I think the organization sometimes gets in their own way. I think Brandon Staley's coaching style is a little erratic at times. I feel like they would be in the playoffs with, you know, better choices down the stretch. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, and then, like I said, Raiders are close. Broncos, you know, aren't far away. So we'll see what happens, you know. Here's one thing to think about, Santiago. Eric Bieniemy eventually is going to get a job, and it very well could be in New Orleans. I feel like he's
yeah. I was going to ask you, will that go to him for the Saints? You think Eric Bieniemy will be head coach?
Well, it's going to come down to him, and I feel like Dennis Allen, who's the defensive coordinator down there, good defensive coach, was the head coach of the Raiders for a couple years. Didn't really go well.
To me, it's a, you know, you're either going offense, defense, but I feel like an offensive coach, just for this simple reason, you're probably going to draft a quarterback here, Santiago. You know, you want to develop. I mean, his proven history developing Patrick Mahomes, you know, obviously speaks for itself.
Yeah, quite interesting situation. Saints, as we've discussed before, are the last team left to hire a head coach. Things are moving along. Maybe before the Super Bowl. We'll see. Pro Bowl this past weekend, the AFC wins it their fifth straight, defeating the NFC 41-35 in a turnover merit like game exhibition. It was no tackling, no live, but hey, Justin Herbert won the offensive MVP.
Yeah, you know, I mean, every year I'm like, I go sit down and watch it because you're like, oh, it's football. And then you turn it on, you're like, no, this isn't really football. it's, you know, if you're there, I think it's cool because you get to see all the stars in one place. But for TV, it doesn't really translate very well. You try to add some unique rules. I think, actually, you know, a rule I feel like is not going to be far away from actually being a real rule is, instead of onside kicking, you know, you get one play to get 15 yards. And that's where a lot of, if you just read a headline, you think, oh, that was 10 interceptions. But what they did is after you score a touchdown, you have the option to give the team, the other team, the ball to 25, or you have one play from your, I think it was the 20-yard line to get 15 yards.
Yeah, which is called the spot and choose method. Are you a proponent like the Ravens are for that?
I think it would add some interest in this to the game, you know. I think it'd be a cool like fourth quarter rule or something, you know, whatever.
Especially, hey, you know, we won't see any cool kickoff return touchdowns anymore now.
Yeah, but you know, here, Santiago, you want football to continue for years to come. And in the age of safety and concern, you know, the most dangerous play in all sports, I feel like, you know, is the kickoff, because you got guys running at each other 100 miles an hour. If you can eliminate that and keep people safe, you know, and keep the game going and keep kids playing football at an early age, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't know if I love the kickoff. It's fun, but
it's what made Desmond Howard Desmond Howard.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you probably Tyreek Hill never gets on the football field if it wasn't for the kickoff return. Then we end up finding he's a great wide receiver at the same time, you know. Wes Welker, you know, he started off as a kick returner and then ended up being a great wide receiver. So yes, we'll tell you, you know, you get people on the field, but at the same time, you know, safe, you gotta be, you know, do things for safety too.
Quite interesting. Of course, Pro Bowl is a good place to experiment. Pro Bowl defensive MVP Raiders, as we were talking before, defensive end Max Crosby, 2 sacks, 3 passes, and I have tackles, Ryan.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So they weren't really pass rushing hard. So what that led is, you know, a lot of guys just staying in the line of scrimmage. What did they do? They tip passes, you know, tons of tip passes in that game because I don't think quarterbacks are used to it. So a lot of deflected balls and balls up in the air. So I think that's what led to a lot of interceptions.
And we saw Mac Jones do the gritty?
Yeah. Right at the Bengals, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Senior Bowl 2022. That is where you see the best seniors of college football. And, of course, put some more value into their NFL draft stock. Oklahoma, Perrion Winfrey wins MVP. Great performance. National team beat the American team 20-10. Malik Willis had a great performance. Your thoughts over Senior Bowl and how significant is this game? For the draft stock?
The game itself, not really, Santiago. The week of practice, yeah. Because then you think coaches are able to kind of get into, you know, looking at players, you know, watching their, you know, skill set. You know, the game is just tough. It's an all-star game, you know. I mean, there's limitations in what you can do. But I think, you know, what is going to intrigue scouts is what Malik Willis did in the game in the sense of his running ability, Santiago, you know, 54-yard rushing. I know he only had 11 yards passing, but you kind of saw what he can do. And I really do, you know, Santiago, I don't think he'll be Michael Vick, but he's got a lot of Michael Vick in him in the sense of an extremely gifted arm. You know, what he was able to do during the practices this week, Santiago, where the other quarterbacks are struggling, because in Mobile this week, it was a lot of rain and a lot of wind, where other quarterbacks are struggling, you know, getting that ball to their, you know, that wind. Malik, you know, he surpassed that. You know, you saw his arm strength. Yes, his accuracy is not where it needs to be in the NFL, and I think that's why you'll see him probably be drafted, you know, later in the first round. I think a team like the Saints, Santiago, you know, could he play behind a Taysom Hill if Winston comes back this year, you know, for 1 year, kind of learn, you know, and being able to go out there. Or maybe it's the Steelers, you know, where you go play behind, you know, Mason Rudolph for a year, or Haskins, whoever it is, and then it'll be his team, you know. I think you get a team, you know, where he doesn't have to go on the field right away, you know, and but kind of learn the system, you know, but then, you know, being able to, you know, he'll have his team ready for next year. So that's why I kind of feel like Malik Willis will go. I feel like the Steelers, there's just been a lot of momentum toward the Steelers. You know, Mike Tomlin making the comments, his next quarterback wants to be mobile with a big arm. He's literally giving off the strength of Malik Willis right there, as he talks about. I'm basically telling him why they're not going to draft Kenny Pickett, the hometown quarterback. So it's kind of funny as he talks about it.
Yeah, that was something that we were hearing, some speculation. Steelers are interested in Willis, former Liberty University quarterback. So we'll see how this goes. And, of course, Kenny Pickett.
I think you saw what Kenny Pickett can do in a game, 6-for-6. Got, yeah, he's got a lot of Joe Burrow in him in a sense. He's got moxie. You know, he's kind of got this big personality. Doesn't have an extremely strong arm, but very accurate, you know, on the field. I think he'll be great. He's going to be a good NFL. To me, he might be the most ready NFL quarterback right now. But if you look at the teams drafting early, I don't see anybody drafting, you know, first couple picks, because, you know, a lot of those teams have their quarterback.
You would,
you know,
think.
The Jaguars, obviously Jaguars have their quarterback, the Jets have their quarterback. First team I really think about, you really think, okay, well, maybe they'll start drafting a quarterback, is maybe, you know, the Lions. Or yep. You'll think maybe, you know, the Falcons. The Falcons, another team, you can see, you know, maybe you're not your ready-made quarterback. You know, you've got a quarterback with a high ceiling, you know, like a Malik Willis. Goes to a team like that, waits for a year, learns behind Matt Ryan, and then is able to get on the field. So, there's a lot to think about there, Santiago. We'll see.
A lot to think about. We got some time. North Carolina quarterback Sam Howell completed 6 of 9 passes during the Senior Bowl for 37 yards for the American team and rushed for 5 times for 29 yards with a 2-yard touchdown to cut its deficit to a 13-7 in the third quarter. Sam Howell, another quarterback being talked about. What do you think about him?
Yeah, I think coming in this year, I thought we all thought he was – had a massive year last year for North Carolina, but what happened? I mean, all around North NFL this year, you had North Carolina receivers and running backs playing, you know, and I think we thought that Sam Howell alone being on the team would make North Carolina great. Well, it didn't. They just lacked a lot of talent around him, and, you know, offensive line wasn't great. So, it's, you know, he definitely took a step back this year. It doesn't mean he wasn't great at times, it had the potential, but he definitely does not have the strong arm. Can make a lot of throws, NFL throws, but doesn't have that big downfield arm. A lot like a Kenny Pickett, accurate, you know, mid-range, you know, the long-range throws, but he's not going to take the top off the ball defense with his throws.
Well, there you have it, Senior Bowl. The next big college football draft transition is NFL Combine next month. Starts on March 1st.
Yes, and it's, you know, here's my lack of Malik Willis, because we got to talk about Malik Willis, because that's our guy, Santiago.
He is. This might be the highest draft pick for any Liberty University football player in history.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's going to be first round, Santiago, because he succeeded at the Senior Bowl, which was thought to be where his weaknesses were exposed. Yeah, you could see, yes, at times during practice, his accuracy was there, but he was really able – he had a great week, you know, and I think the weather kind of helped him, being, you know, having that bad weather where other quarterbacks kind of had a rough time. You know, he was able to get better. He's going to thrive at the combine, San Diego, because, like we said, his biggest attribute is his athleticism. And he's going to be fast. He's going to be quick. He's going to be strong. I don't know if he'll throw at the combine, but that doesn't matter, because what he'll show in his, you know, physical attributes is going to blow scouts out of the water. And it's just going to, it's going to tempt a lot of scouts to, you know, think about him.
Absolutely. Malik Willis is in the conversation in a lot of the Senior Bowl headlines this past weekend. And as I said before, NFL Combine next month, I believe. They did not have Combine last year due to the pandemic. So we'll see a return of it. I like it. It's definitely, we'll see the speeds, how fast a player can go in a certain time.
It's must-see TV, Santiago. It's must-see TV.
It's must-watch. I have the NFL Network on all week that week, so...
exactly. You know, it's definitely something to have on in the background, you know,
it's better than the Olympics.
It's just interesting to see, you know, like, yeah, you're kind of interesting to see how players stack up against each other. You know, you can see how they do on the football field, but to see how they, you know, individually, you know, do, you know, how fast they're, how strong they are, how their, you know, their quick twitch ability is compared to each other. I think Combine's commonly known as the Underwear Olympics. It does, but, you know, it's not the end-all, be-all, because I think a lot of players will struggle at the Combine, but just are good football players. So you, and that's the scouts, you know, that's what scouts got to balance, you know, what they see on the field compared to what they see in the Combine.
And Underwear Olympics, of course, that reminds me of Tom Brady when he was – that famous video of him being measured and weighted, and how he didn't look too good, and then, you know, became the greatest of all time.
Exactly, Santiago. For every Tom Brady, Tony Romo undrafted, you know, you'll see a success, and then you'll see a player, you know, a number one pick just flounder, you know, because, but we saw what they could do in the combine, and Scott's just couldn't say no to it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You never say never. Bill Belichick believed in Tom Brady. That's why they selected him in the sixth round. Prediction, Super Bowl week. Ryan, I know it's early. You probably won't be back this week, but might as well just predict it now. Who do you got between the Cincinnati Bengals, or I call them the Joe Burrows, going to Los Angeles Rams, a team that needs to win now because they got no picks in like two to three years. What's going to happen at SoFi Stadium this Sunday?
I don't know why, you know, I'm very sentimental, maybe because it's Von Miller. I just kind of always gravitate, you know, I don't want to call myself a Rams fan because I'm not, but I kind of gravitate, you know, watching them. Like, to me, they're always must-see TV, so I'm definitely picking the Rams. I think, you know, I just, you know, in the end, I want the Rams to win. I want it to be a good game. I want the Bengals to give their best shot. I'm going to say 24-21 Rams.
24-21, won by a field goal by Matt Gay?
Yeah. You know, a guy who's probably, if there's one Ram that struggled at times in the playoffs, it's been Matt Gay, you know. Yeah, he had a clutch kick against the Buccaneers, but ties, I feel like he's definitely, he had some sort of injury there against in warm-ups against the Buccaneers. And it kind of showed up, you know, he missed a relatively easy field goal against the 49ers. I just think the Rams got too much going for them, San Diego. You know, their offense, a lot of weapons, better offense line. I think, you know, the Bengals, they just play well together. They play hard, and they kind of believe in Joe. You know, Joe goes, they go. So,
hey, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have not lost a playoff or single elimination game at all. They're undefeated.
Yeah, Santiago, I mean, I was just thinking about the other day. We're in for a lot of excitement in the year to come in the AFC playoffs, Santiago. You got Joe Burrow. You've got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. All in, you know,
Perhaps Baker Mayfield. No, I'm just kidding.
Baker, and then Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I don't know if I just said it, but in there, too.
They got two in Miami. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Maybe, Sandy. I will see what Mr. McDaniels has in store for him. But, I mean, and then you're not even – you got some decent – well, I think unproven quarterbacks are still good in a Mac Jones, a Zach Wilson. I future's bright in the AFC, Santiago.
Solid new generation of quarterbacks. Tom Brady won't be missed.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with playing in the Titans, but I was just intrigued by the fact that Aaron Rodgers bought some land outside of Nashville last week.
Ooh, and I'm thinking that's not a coincidence, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it is. I think he
But his girlfriend lives in Denver.
Yeah. But I think, you know,
his fiance.
If the Titans had a reliable quarterback, you know, they'd be in the Super Bowl. You know, the way they play, you know, and they got weapons outside. Ryan Tannehill I don't know. But
Tannehill pulled a dolphin this past last playoff game. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about if they should get ESPN Plus?
Oh, absolutely, San Diego. You want to watch Liberty Athletics, you got to get ESPN Plus. San Diego, little trick or treat, you know, I keep on ESPN Plus all day. Usually their day, you know. Obviously, you know, we talk football, but I love myself some college basketball, and I can't watch all college basketball all day. So I usually will put on ESPN Plus during the day and watch some, you know, hidden gem, you know, college basketball that doesn't get played on the main stations, but they're put on the app. So if you want to watch a lot of college basketball, or even watch my hometown Rochester Nighthawks lacrosse, you got to get ESPN Plus.
Oh, wow. ESPN Plus for $6.99. And your Twitter handle again? Because I forgot.
Mad Dog Report.
Mad Dog Report. Our Twitter handle is the Sportscast 1 and the website, thesportscast.net. Tomorrow we got Sports Talk 101. There'll be a dazzling on this Super Bowl preview. We'll see what Ray says because he's a Niner fan. So you might be going for the Bengals. And, of course, Jersey Boys. They got a lot going on with the Giants getting sued by Brian Flores. So it's always a doozy there. I think they haven't got their defensive coordinator. They might get Vic Fangio, which Ryan recommends. He recommends he'll write a reference letter for Vic Fangio because he's that good.
Absolutely, Santiago. Just not to be your time management coach. That's for sure.
Ryan, what are your closing words? Oh, wait, no, sorry. Hold on. What are your closing words for Tom Brady, you know, before we head off and after his retirement week?
I appreciate, you know, I'm not a Tom Brady fan, didn't have anything against him. I just think, you know, I always got frustrated by the criticism of him because we talk about guy in America, we love an underdog, you know, 6th-round pick. He wasn't an elite athlete. He doesn't have a crazy arm. He just worked harder than everybody. And I think instead of criticizing him and being frustrated by him, we should be revealing, you know, how hard he worked, you know, and how meticulous he was at his craft, which is the American way.
Correct. You could be an underdog, start from the bottom, go all the way to the top. And Ray is going for the Rams, even though he's a Niners fan.
All right, Ram. All right.
Okay. All right, Ryan Krista, I got to get going. I got to watch some press conferences. I don't know if Mike McDaniel is going to have a press conference this week, but if he does, I'll be watching.
All right, Sandy, we'll come back after Super Bowl because we got NBA talk to talk about. And March Madness is not around the corner.
Sports doesn't stop, and this was your update.